questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about this topic. Why no woman was selected as a prophet or imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we are talking about, selection of a woman as a prophet, first of all, it's helpful if we distinguish between two terms. We have two different terms regarding prophethood. One of them is Nabi, and the other is Rasul. Maybe some people translate Nabi as prophet and Rasul as messenger. So the point is that every Rasul is a Nabi, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger, meaning that it was only the duty of some of the prophets to preach their religion. And for some prophets, they were only receiving some revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were only Nabi receiving the revelation. But maybe they did not have the responsibility for preaching among all people around them. They were, those who have this responsibility are called Rasul. I'm not trying to say that this is the only difference. This is one of the differences which are given by some scholars between Nabi and Rasul. So with that, I would come to another point regarding Nubuwwah. There is another technical term. We have Nubuwwah Inba'i and Nubuwwah Tashri'i. Yes. Nubuwwah Inba'i means just receive revelation and inspiration from God. But Nubuwwah Tashri'i means that no, it's not only about receiving. You receive some laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding Sharia and legislation, and then you will preach and tell the people about all these laws. Now, the question is that, is it possible for a woman to receive revelation from God or inspiration? The answer is positive. And the Quran is very explicitly in saying that.
You mean the concept of wahy?
Exactly.
Okay.
Some women, they received wahy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the story of the mother of Moses alayhi salam. It's very clear from the Quran.
Yuqabat.
According to some books. Her name is Yuqabat. So she received some revelations, or if you may call it inspiration, it doesn't make any difference. And more important than her is Lady Maryam salamullahi alayha. According to many verses, he received some inspirations and revelations. And more important than all, Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. According to many narrations, especially after the demise of the Prophet, Jibreel used to descend to her, and the book Mus'haf Fatima is what Jibreel dictated, revealed to Lady Salamullahi Alayha. Imam Alayhi Salam wrote it down after it was dictated by Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. So the point is that it is possible for some women to receive revelation. Does it mean that we can call them prophet? The point is that they just receive the revelation which is only inba'i and not tashri'i. So technically they are not prophet or messengers. But if you want to claim that nubuwwah inba'i can be given to a person who is not a prophet, then we may accept them as those people receiving nubuwwah inba'i. So the point is that, technically speaking, they are not called Nabi or Rasul or Prophet or Messenger. But does it mean that they are not able to receive the revelation? No. The answer is that, as the Quran says, as the narrations say, we have special women in the history of humankind, like Mother of Moses, Maryam Salamullah Alayha, and Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha. All of them, they received revelation. This is one point. Second of all, when it comes to the issue of spirituality and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, the Quran is very clear in that there is no difference between men and women. Allah says that all people who act righteously, min dhakarin aw untha, whether they are male or female, then they the reward will be given to them on the Day of Judgment, and there is no difference between them. Or لَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, a pure life is given to a male or female who are believers and they act righteously. So we know that unlike in Islam, in some other religions or schools of thought, even the worship of women is not accepted. But the Quran says that no, there is no difference. When it comes to spirituality, there is no difference. Even according to some people believe that according to some mystics like Ibn Arabi, in some cases, women have more potential when it comes to spirituality and mysticism. But having said that, we come to the question whether the we have any, woman chosen as a prophet or imam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
When we refer to the Old Testament, the books accepted by the Jews and Christians, the answer is positive. We see some women who are called prophet. But the point is that their definition of prophet is different from our definition of prophet. So we cannot claim that this is, a source which can tell us that some women were chosen as prophet. The Quran does not refer to any woman as a prophet. The narrations also do not talk about that. We said that when it comes to receiving the revelation, the answer is positive. But the point is that according to the majority of the scholars, it's not a deficiency for women not to be selected as a woman or as an imam. And the reason is that prophethood, especially if you are a messenger, an imamate, is not only receiving some revelations. No, it's also a social, political, cultural, and military maybe responsibility. So we know that Islam, when it comes to these responsibilities, in the majority of the cases, all these responsibilities are given to men. And it is just because of the difference in the structure, physical structure of men and women. And of course, on the other side, when it comes to emotional responsibilities, they are given to, mainly they are given to the ladies and women and mothers. So it has nothing to do with regard to the status of women and men before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are the same in terms of spirituality. They can reach the greatest level. There is no difference. But imagine that, a woman wants to be a prophet, going to different people, the wrongdoers, the oppressive rulers, and maybe she needs, to initiate a war or defend herself. They need an army and all these actions, which even today, I believe that even the feminists, they agree that these actions are expected more from men compared to women. So the point is that the position of prophethood and imamate, they require some responsibilities, to begin with, they are expected from men and not from women. That is why we may not have any woman to be selected as a prophet or as an imam.
So what is the exact status of these women as role models for both men and women, you know, this is mentioned. For example, Lady Maryam, Lady Asiya, Lady Fatima to Zahra. What is exactly their status now? Dude, can we select any name for that?
Exactly, as you rightly mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two verses of the Noble Book of Quran refers to two ladies as the role models, not only for women, but also for all men, for all believers. And for Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, of course, we know how great she is. I mean, she's not considered as one of the 12 Imams. But no Shia can doubt that she is called the kuf of Imam Ali alayhi salam, meaning that if Imam Ali alayhi salam was not created, there was no man to be equal to Lady Zahra salam alayha in terms of faith and spirituality, and vice versa. So in terms of spirituality, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lady Zahra salam alayha is like the other like Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. In one narration, we read that Fatima kanat muhaddatha wa lam takun nabiyya. Lady Zahra salamun alayha was muhaddatha. And muhaddatha means, one of the meanings of this term is that a lady who received revelation, the angels come to her and talk to her. And that is why she is called muhaddatha, but wa lam takun nabiyya. She was not a prophet. This is in Bahar al-Anwar by Allama Majlisi, volume 26, page 791.
So in this way, no woman can also be an imam of a prayer salat too, isn't it? Because nowadays we see that, for example, some of the Muslim sects, they choose a woman as an imam leading a prayer. Are they the same or not?
Of course, the level is different. Mm-hmm. We know that to lead a prayer is much easier than leading a community, yes, a nation. When it comes to Islamic laws, according to Shia jurisprudence, women cannot lead a prayer for men. But when it comes for women, there are differences of ideas among the Shia scholars. But unfortunately, as you rightly mentioned, we have some... It's not only about physical structure or power. We have another issue, which is the chastity of women, which should be preserved. So in some cases, ladies are exempted from some actions because of their chastity. So for example, when it comes to jihad, we know that jihad is only a responsibility for men and not for women. It is regarding the physical power of women. So it has nothing to do with a kind of deficiency in women. As I mentioned, when it comes to emotional issues, women are expected to act upon such responsibilities. Is it a deficiency for men? No. I mean, this is the difference in the structure of men and women, and I believe that no one can ignore that. No one can deny that. Even those people who try to call themselves feminists and try to call for kind of what they call it, equality, yes, and justice between men and women. At the end of the day, they cannot claim that men and women are like each other in everything, including emotions, physical power, and so on and so forth. Okay. All agree that there are differences, and Islam has made some slight differences in Islamic laws because of such differences.
And we know that because of the, as you said, there are some exceptions for women, for example, monthly period or menstruation, you know, and all these cases that are related specifically to the women might act as an obstacle in the religious cases, because according to Islamic laws, you know, when a woman is in the bad times of the month, you know, she is not allowed to fast or pray or something like that. At least it is an obstacle, isn't
it? Yeah, that's the point.
Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration. Why no woman has been selected as a prophet or imam during the history of Islam? It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن